Superintendent of Schools Pat Sullivan with notes from Monday evening school board meeting.
We did our reorganizational meeting to start last night, and everybody maintained their positions. President is still Dave Flegel, Vice President is Paul Dixon, Secretary is Cheryl Wibben, and the Treasurer is Brian Holgren. We have no new board members this year. So we started with that, and when that was finished, we went into our regular business. The first thing the board looked at was the support staff and the professional staff committee suggestions. These are things that we've done now the last couple of years in replacement of the union administration sitting down and negotiating. We have committees, and these committees look at things, and they bring them in the end to the board for them to consider as far as changes for next year. What came out of that for the teachers committee was they want the board to look at the retirement payout, and it hasn't changed in probably 12 to 15 years ago was maybe the last time this got looked at. 15 years of service, and you reach age 55, the payout is $38,160, and then every 5 years that goes up a little bit. So they asked the board to take a look at those numbers and to consider increasing them. They also asked the board to take a look at buying or providing an EAP, which is an employee assistance program. And basically what this is mental health support for staff and for their spouses. I guess, you know, anyone that's on the district's health insurance plan would be eligible for this. The teachers in their committee talked a lot this year about how we're seeing more and more mental health issues, both with our students and families that we serve, but also with our staff. And this is another, well, it would be a place for staff to go for some help when they're going through some life challenges. So the board just heard those last night, and we'll, you know, look into the future here in the next couple months on whether or not they'll fulfill those requests. Then the other thing came out of the support staff committee. They have asked the board to institute a pay or an hourly rate scale, which would more or less show you, you know, okay, here's where you are this year as far as per hour. Here's where you'll be next year. Here's where you'll be 3 years from now. Instead of just every year finding out, you know, what the raise will be. So the board was presented with that scale. The scale was developed with the dollars that the board had approved already for salary and pay increases. So that was built into this new scale. So again, we'll talk about that in the future as well. We talked a little bit about the finance meeting that we had at 4 o'clock. We just rolled into, you know, the board meeting then, and not a lot of changes from last month. We just continue at this point to look at our budget for next year, and this is always tough for school districts because the state, you know, our legislators and our senators, you know, and the governor in Madison, they don't usually get us a final budget until late summer, and we really think we probably won't see one until early fall this time around. We use a lot of last year's numbers. They gave us this much last year. We think we'll get at least that much. It was a really short meeting last night. The last thing that the board then did was look at the superintendent evaluation tool. So every year the school board does an evaluation on my performance, and they have been looking the last year and changing the tool that they use. They've gathered a number of other superintendent evaluation tools, I guess, from other districts and looked at what they did. And they're just kind of coming together with bits and pieces from other districts and bits and pieces from the one that we've used and creating a new one.
Superintendent of Schools Pat Sullivan with notes from Monday evening school board meeting. And also this reminder from the Medford School District, the last day of school is Monday, June 3rd. The first day of summer school will be Tuesday, June 4th.